When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, Doctor. Mike Holmgren outlasted a number of different coaches, 11 other coaches, including Mike Shanahan and others, to be chosen as the coaching finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025. Holmgren won a Super Bowl title in Green Bay and then led the Seattle Seahawks as the coach and general manager to a Super Bowl that I was at, the only Super Bowl I've ever been to, that a lot of people said was, they got robbed in that game by bad officiating and they should have beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I ask you this, what is Mike Holmgren's legacy overall in your mind? And is it better than a guy like Shanahan who won more Super Bowls?
See, I've always thought and felt like Shanahan was already in.
But he's not.
I know it. But that's what I've always thought. Mm-hmm. It felt like, based on his accomplishments, how good his teams are.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mike's in the same space. I think I have great deal of respect for both. But this is, again, another real political situation. Yeah. This beyond our grasp.
The story from ESPN says Holmgren and Shanahan were both believed to be the two most likely favorites to emerge from the coaches category. And it goes on to say Holmgren coached the Packers, leading the team to 6 playoff appearances, 3 NFC Central titles, 2 NFC Championship games, and 2 Super Bowls with the Packers. He led them to a win over the New England Patriots, which I think a lot of people remember in New Orleans as Bill Parcells' last game with the Patriots, but then lost the Super Bowl to the Denver Broncos and Mike Shanahan in San Diego. And then, of course, led the Seahawks to 6 playoff appearances, the NFC Championship game, and then lost in that Super Bowl 40 in Detroit that we're mentioning. Again, Shanahan, I know his career ended sloppily. I got it. But he won 2 Super Bowls as a head coach, back-to-back style, one of those being against Holmgren. I don't know. To me, my guy Mike Shanahan should have gotten this honor.
But yeah, I think so, too. It's like our guy Jacoby. There's certain things that go on with this league that make you scratch your head, and then you realize that the fix is in.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Shannon Sharpe gets a lot of the headlines because of what he does in the media, and obviously his Pro Bowl Hall of Fame tight end. But his brother Sterling Sharpe was a pretty good receiver for a little while, right?
Man, he was a bad dude.
So he was chosen amongst a couple of others that nobody's ever heard of in terms of the finalists for the seniors category. I mean, they have all these tiers and sections, and they do this pretty much all year round now at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and with voters and all that stuff. And then ultimately the consensus will be at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So we should find out everything, you know, whether Holmgren is in, which I would imagine he would be. And then that would maybe make some sense for Shanahan for next year.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, so now that Holmgren has been chosen, I'm hoping he gets in because it knocks off a guy that presumably was Shanahan's greatest threat. Mike Shanahan should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
right?
I agree. I mean, I agree, unless he has really teed off somebody way up there.
Yeah.
It's one of those things we don't get to hear about.
Yeah.
But still no word on Jake. And that's the thing where we go, is it just us? But right. We had to go through this art. All our people have to go through this.
Yeah.
You know, B, it's just, it makes you think, is it just us?
Well,
and then we go, no, it's not just us.
Well, that's the thing that I worry about is it's not even like Jacoby, B, whatever,
they're
are
all
getting
overqualified.
Well, but it's not even like they're getting the proper credit that they deserve. Never mind not in. They're not getting the proper credit that they deserve because they're not even like, when they pare all these groups down from like 200 candidates to 100 candidates to 50 candidates or whatever, they're not even making like the real close cut, I guess.
They're keeping them so
and what
far
is keeping
out,
them
keeping
from
them
that.
Outside of arm's
yeah.
length.
Yeah.
They're not even letting
but
them
why
get
are
in
they
there.
Doing that? Is there any reason that
well,
we're not thinking
I just
of?
Think that there's, again, you have to have political clout mm-hmm. within the NFL. As much as we joke Jerry, he's got political clout.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been on the outside so far and been taught and we're viewed as peasants.
Mm.
And now let's change it. Politically, you're getting more. I mean, you heard the broadcast. When it may seem like a little thing, but that little turf field thing that they talked about during the game, being mocking us for having AstroTurf still at the facility. No matter if you used it or not, you still had it at a facility. That matters, a little thing. This group came in and cleaned that up immediately. Every time somebody comes in here from the outside and evaluates us, they go thumbs down. That's how far behind you've been. These guys have a lot of work to do. They're working on it. As they clean that up, the perception will clean up, and we'll get these guys out. I just want them to be alive.
All right, one thing that we'll get to here, and then we'll wrap it up, is apparently, according to J.J. Redick, the rookie head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, and oh, by the way, LeBron James pool boy, that's how he got the job, you know that, of the Los Angeles Lakers. He's unsure if LeBron James' goal of playing in all 82 games this season is sustainable. He says, I don't know that it's in the best interest of him and us if he does that. But if he's feeling well and feeling good, did J.J. Redick say, then he should play. LeBron is kind of struggling a little bit. Only had 10 points the other night. 4 of 16 shooting and a big loss to a very good defensive team and a young athletic team in the Minnesota T-Pups. But they don't have Karl Anthony Towns anymore. 109-80. 109-80. So the question for me to you is, should we even be trying, if we're LeBron James and the Lakers, to be playing 82? Wouldn't he be better off playing 70 and hopefully having some juice in the tank for the playoffs?
I'm not really focused on them right as we speak, but is he a player coach too?
Well, he's a player coach and owner because he made he called all the shots this offseason. Every last damn one of them.
Then they need to ride with it. Whatever he decides, ride with it. I mean, at this point,
somebody used to say, ride with me.
Yeah, ride with me, yeah. Mm. I'm going to clue in after the break and find out. It's a clown show, as it has been for some time, in their front office, now on the bench. They get what they deserve.
All right. Speaking of getting what they deserve, we're going to have Dum Dum of the Day coming up next.
Clean up in aisle three.
Is he coming on the show?
No.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measured and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.